Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What you're about to hear is not for the faint of heart. This is the place where there's happiness on earth and grief underneath it. Welcome to the Secret of St. Kilda.
Okay, gun down, okay? Look, this isn't what she'd want.
Well, apparently I don't know what she'd want!
Good night, Lachlan. Say hi to Esther if you go that way. But somehow, I doubt it.
No!
There is a finality to a gunshot. You check yourself instinctually, pouring hands frantically over the linen, feeling for a sickening, sticky, damp spot. It replays in slow motion now. Even here, with Preston screaming, clutching the gun, he looks uncertain. Nothing but a boy standing in his father's hand-me-down jacket. It's too wide at the shoulders for him. Grief hangs to it, filling the pockets with stones. And behind him, Mary. The red memory tin held high like some kind of avenging Buddha seer. She's forgotten about the light. One small kitchen window, one mistake as Preston sizes up her reflection. He squeezes. Tears. The trigger. It's all the same. Anger distilled, rammed, and stuffed into a barrel. It's spiraling now behind a charge. It hardens, feeling the expanded gases release. He might have missed. You feel your hand, Lachlan, materialize already in action, lunging, pushing the bullet back into his gut. Not this time. Not here.
Oh, no. Okay. Pressure. We need pressure.
Here. Let me.
Forgive me, Preston. Please forgive me.
Preston lay there, the dropped tin spilling its precious cargo around him. No promised money. Just Esther. Snapshots of an ordinary girl. Some things are thicker than blood, and this is one of them.
Don't you start crying again, son. Please.
But I killed him. He's just a boy. I mean, I can't...
You can. Because I'm not splitting again. Do you understand? It was an accident.
Oh, Mary, no one will believe that.
I know. And you're one of us now. No turning back. No quitting.
No change.
Without sacrifice.
Aye. I'll get a bucket. My mess. I'll clean it up.
Death does not move lightly, Lockie. No matter the reason, death does not move lightly. She rips each of us from the fabric, tearing, pulling at threads, and fraying at those beside her. But I won't let you come undone, Lockie. I won't let you come undone. You hear me? Do you hear me, Lockie?
Oh, she's just like I imagined her. But the hair.
Aye. I really love that photo. Little rebel she was.
This blood will come out. I'll wash it, and it wipes right off the photos. No cash, eh?
Bloody horse riding lessons for Amy. Her mother's Pilates pish. The softest leather shoes a man can buy. Just stupid wee things, you know. I mean, I kept a little money in the tin as emergency escape money and all that, but old habits die hard, eh?
Aye.
Spend the last of tin money getting here. Does that make it worse?
We do what we have to.
What do you think happens to us? You know, after.
Well, the story goes that we're born with Solasach and we go to Dubrath when we die, into the sea or something, like one long summer swim.
An endless beach day, eh?
Aye. I think I'd make an all right mermaid, don't you think?
Oof. More like Nessie, I'd say. Is that what you believe? Seashell bras and cowrie necklaces for eternity?
Oh, I don't know. I like to think the ones we love will be waiting for us. I'm not sure where it happens matters. If I saw mine on the back seat of the bus, that'd be enough.
And who's waiting for you?
Mum, Dad, husband, the usual.
Whoa, husband? You don't talk about him much.
No way. Are you expecting someone?
Ah, Niathi!
The curtains! Oh, no.
Oh, you're early.
You got something else you'd rather be doing, pretty boy?
No. I'm not ready.
Well, I'll come in and make myself a coffee while you get all spruced up.
No! I mean, no. No, it's fine. I'll just grab my boots from behind the door and we can go.
No!
One second.
You can't be serious.
What, do you want to bring her inside?
No!
So, you want to tell her?
No!
Well then?
What about him?
Well, hopefully there'll be no change.
Fine, I'll drag the boy into the bedroom.
Just a minute. Lost...
A sock.
A sock? A sock?
Ooh. Right. Piss off.
Oh, you... Right, I'll be back as soon as I can. I missed you, Mary.
Aye, I can tell.
Sorry, I just needed my torch.
Which you don't have.
Which I don't have.
Here.
Thanks. I just left it inside the door. Sorry, I've been a bit out of it. Like, is the sun in Aquarius or something? Sheesh. I'd leave my head if it wasn't screwed on.
We can talk about your head later. Nice to know I'm having an effect on you.
Oh, aye. That's it.
Oh, I hate damp.
You live in the Outer Hebrides. Past time you should be used to it.
There's a difference between spring showers and Dead Man's Hotel.
I like that. Sounds like they're just vacationing here till they can rise again! Oi! Oi! All right. Skelly time. So, where do you want to start?
Left side.
Ready?
Ready.
Last time to back out and tell me this is pure mental.
We do crazy stuff for the people we love. Andromeda, you brainless idiot.
Right, yes, of course. Should we knock?
You want him to knock back?
No.
Evander. Hello, pal. Got any secrets for us? No key.
Sorry for waking you. Back to sleep then, pal. You're not going to help then?
Oh, I'm not allowed to grave rob, remember? I'm only supervising the desecrating.
Oh, great. I'm going to hell. Alone.
Oh, wah. We used to come down here when we were teenagers. Should have been terrified, but oh, the bravado of you.
Oh, aye. Doing weird rituals and sacrificing shit, huh? Lord Debrach, I offer thee a half can of Holyrood lager for my sins.
Hey, these traditions are important. You should know that by now. Just bones.
Oh, aye, no. I was just trying to lighten the mood, you know. So you really believe all that?
What's the alternative? This? Dry bones in the dark? Trapped in a space so narrow you can itch your ankle? No thanks.
I mean, lots of people believe in an after something. Could have been any comfort under the sun.
Sure, there are people all over raising their hands or curling up in bed at night, whispering into the pillow, speaking into the infinite telephone. Must be lonely for them, you know?
Lonely how?
Not being heard. There you are on your deathbed, hoping you did enough and not knowing if anyone has been on the other end of the line your whole life. Fergus says, bones only, thanks.
Ah, bugger. But not you?
Oh, I've been lonely. Small island, small community, but I never have to doubt that he's out there listening. That when I go and I reach my hand into the dark, one will be reaching back for me.
I've seen more faith here than I've seen in years of dealing with the spirits. But you always find these things when you stop looking, you know? Ugh, this one's just remains too.
Yep. Good night, Duncan. Who would have known that faking ghosts for money wouldn't provide fulfillment?
Careful, or I'll fake a ghost in here.
This must be Callan. Lost is left in a jewel.
Well, I'd be more worried if there weren't any bones. Maybe we misinterpreted. How many do we have left?
Four. But I think we should leave Andromeda's parents where they are. Seems wrong. So, just two left.
If they'd known the answer, I don't think we'd be here. Sad for her, doing it alone.
She's got me.
Ah. All anyone could ever need. Aye, she's lucky. But I think she might need to learn how to share you.
Oh, you, me, and a corpse. How romantic.
And he'd be an awful dance partner.
But a good listener.
Sorry, your corpse is nothing special.
Close him up.
Alrighty. Last one. No name.
Yeah, this one's supposed to be the first follower's grave. Bet you there's something strange inside.
Seems like a waste of real estate to give a coffin to someone who can't die.
Maybe we shouldn't.
Well, we've cracked open all the others. This must be the one, mustn't it?
It seems sacrilegious. The first follower was more than just a regular bloke.
Niathi, we've come this far. You can't jump ship now. Come on, eh? For Andromeda.
For Andromeda. If something comes out and bites me, just put me down, all right?
Ugh, nothing's gonna jump out at you.
I am not turning into a monster.
You'd be a rubbish Dracula anyway. Now push. Whoa, Niathi. It's just a rat. Look, he's gone. He's gone.
The tomb is empty.
Oh, well, that's both expected and kind of disappointing.
No, there should be something in here. We failed Andromeda. We went against her wishes and we didn't even find anything.
Hey, slow down. We'll find it.
You promise?
Promise. boy, that was huge, eh? You think he opened his jaws and swallowed that first follower guy whole? Gum, you know?
That's disgusting.
See, wasn't all bad. You would never have seen my excellent swallowing a person whole mime without it.
I guess not. Guess we'll have to spend a bit more time together figuring it out.
I guess we will.
But next time, I choose the location.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now, and more than 60 others, can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Mary, I know where to put the body.
You brick alive! Are you trying to give me a heart attack?
No, sorry about that. I just figured it... Wait, did you say heart attack?
You lived me with a dead guy and some blood. I just got a little anxious waiting for you to come back from your nighttime date.
It wasn't a...
And then I was like, I'll clean a little more, just in case.
And you looked under the sink?
Yes. I was looking for spray, and I found this.
I don't think I've ever seen you drunk, Mary.
I don't. 'Cause I do things. Things that get me into trouble.
I bet. Well, I think that's probably your last one, huh?
Last six.
Six? You had six? How are you not dead?
If that's what you wanted, you should have kept shooting.
No, Mary, please. Well, I can't carry you both.
Are we going on a nighttime date?
What? No. Oh, God, no. No. You're going home and into your bed. Then I'm going to borrow your wheelbarrow and put him to bed. I mean, to rest.
In my garden? Oh, that's messed up. Bury him in your own garden. You'll make my tomatoes grow all weird. And then I'll eat the tomatoes and then I'll be possessed. And what if Toast digs him up to do a jobby?
Mary, you are my greatest friend and I love you so dearly, but I need you to shut up and drink this.
Not in my garden.
No. There's a space in the crypt. A pre-built wee home for him. He'll be able to rest and be with Esther in heaven.
That's nice. How do you know?
Well, he wasn't really a bad...
Weren't you having sex in the crypt? Niathi is weird. And I do not trust her.
No, Dubrak's powers. Mary, you're going to have to leave your shoes here, okay? I'm going to carry you.
I'm no princess. And I don't appreciate you treating me like I'm helpless.
No, Mary...
The hospitality here is bad and I'm leaving.
Okay, up we go.
No, I won't.
Oh, you will. Bedtime, Grandma.
Oh, careful. Whew. You'll crack my back on the lintel. I've got a big old spine that needs taking care of, or you'll be foon-speeding me pudding till I die.
Wait, what did you say?
Foon-speeding? I mean spine-foodling.
No, you said spine.
So?
Ah, oh, I'm an idiot.
I could have told you that.
No, it's not a backbone, Mary. It's a spine.
Ah, potato tomato.
When I had the vision, Esther picked up a book. A book has a spine.
You've been having visions? What the Jiminy?
It was in Andromeda's sitting room. And she picked it up and showed it to me.
Is she? No, it did. That's awkward.
We have to make a detour.
I need a detour.
What?
But you keep shaking me. And now the whiskey wishes to take its revenge.
Oh. Yeah. Evening, Andromeda. I'm looking for a book.
Well, I have books. It's quite late, Lachlan.
Yes, I know. Beg your pardon. But your lights were on, and I think I cracked it.
He's cracked like a flower pot.
Mary helped.
Helped? She looks like she needs help.
Us the boy who needs help. He's very sick. So am I.
Nah, she's fine. Overdid it on the dinner drinks, that's all.
Bring her in.
Oh, no. I'm just dropping her home. She might do a number on the carpet, you know. Anyway, what I came to tell you is it's...
A spine.
What is?
It's not a backbone we're looking for. It's a spine.
Wish is good, because we have one under Loki's bed right now.
A book spine.
Oh, of course.
Eureka!
Eureka. Now, there was a book in the living room, on the shelf nearest the kitchen. Can you grab it?
There are a lot of books here, Loki. Any suggestions?
It was green, with like gold bits on it.
When are you going to tell her about the dead guy?
Never, and neither are you. Now hush!
I think I've got it.
A big heavy thing.
Like a lifeless corpse.
Wished! Ah, that's the one. Just like in the vision.
Sea birds of the Hebrides. You really think this is it?
You know what I think, Andromeda?
What do you think, Mary?
I think I'm not allowed to tell you.
Not too much longer and I'll have you home.
I don't know.
Apparently whiskey makes her mouthy. You know. I can feel something here. Can you feel that?
What is that? It's like there's a gap.
He's got a knife.
A pen knife, Mary.
You should see him with a gun.
Mary? Okay, gently does it. It looks like there's something scribbled here.
Can you push the spine back a little?
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. I can see it. Yeah. A little more. Okay.
Okay.
Let me translate this as best I can.
Is it in code?
I think it's a riddle.
A riddle? Huh.
In my white walls are no passages. No exits? In my white walls are no exits, but they're a golden throne. Yet no one can sit on him. It? Without destruction.
A place with white walls. A church, maybe? Or a hospital?
But no exits. That sounds more like a prison.
Snake.
Excuse me, Mary?
Snake! It's a bird book, isn't it?
White walls without exit. The white wall is the shell.
And the golden throne?
The yoke, Loki. Of course, how did I not see it?
That's an old riddle. You are wee bairns, so young, head so empty.
Thank you, Mary. Now what?
Eggs and island history. That'll be Ruval. But you'll have to take Niathi, I'm afraid. I won't have the strength for cliff climbing tomorrow.
Oh, I hate egg.
I have a package to deliver before then, though.
Or two?
Nothing. I'm gonna take Whiskey McGee home. We'll figure out the egg tomorrow.
Bye-bye, baby bairn.
Good night, Mary. Sleep well.
I'm gonna sleep like a dead man.
First you, then Preston.
Mary goes down easily. On the way home, her rough jokes turn to sobs. Working your way around her cramped furniture is hard, but she's out as soon as her head touches the pillow. You don't begrudge her the escape, but still. You wish she was going with you. Unfortunately, this, like everything else, you must do alone. The closer you get to home, the heavier the ache in your hands becomes, pulling down your shoulders with the memory of their misdeeds. There is nothing sweet or elegant about this now. Preston lays clumsily, long-limbed and defiant across your shoulders. His arms flop with every step, a puppet-like mockery of life. You can smell the woody sweetness of his cologne and how it's marred by the metallic tincture of his blood. If he were awake, he would be breathing on you now. But awake he is not. The stone chantry looms large now. Keep on, Lockie, keep on. Do what must be done before you lose your will. Stepping down into the sepulchre, you ache for Niathi's chatter to fill the empty space. Instead, there's just the resonance of your own heart, blood thick in your eardrums. You try not to look as you lay him down. The grave is too small for Preston's frame. He stares at you accusatorily from glassy eyes, his neck cricked. That's an uncomfortable angle. Would you really leave him like this? You did this, Lockie. You brought him here, and now there is not even a hole fit for purpose for his ghost to lay. You want to say something reassuring to him, some apology. But the words won't come. Only gasps and tears. You shouldn't be alone tonight. Not like this.
Lockie, what are you doing here? Is everything all right?
No, nothing's really all right.
Lockie, come here.
You awake in the soft morning light. Yesterday's difficulties melting away in the warmth of someone else's sheets. No more running, no more avoiding. Today's problems you have the strength to face head on.
Not yet.
Morning.
I was having a good dream, but this is...
Better?
Close second.
Oh, noted.
All right. I'll get the door, you start the kettle.
Deal. But after that, we should talk. About last night.
What is there to talk about? I think we both had a wonderful time. Coming!
Hiya. Sorry to disturb, but I'm looking for someone. He's supposed to be here, but no one's seen him, so I'm going door to door.
I'm sorry, love, but new faces tend to stick out here. Let me just check.
You haven't seen anyone new about, have you?
No, why?
There's a young lady looking for someone called Brandon.
Never heard of him. Come a long way for nothing.
Not Brandon. Preston?
Sorry. She says his name is Preston?
Preston? Doesn't seem familiar, no. Aye, the seas around here can be rough to travel, so maybe he turned back. Sorry we can't be of more help.
Dad? The Secret of St. Kilda is a Haggis and Dragons production. This episode was created by Michael Ireland and Ross Lavery. Written by Naomi Clark and produced by Paddy Gillen. Our production assistant and transcriber was the irreplaceable Chloe Hendry. Sound design was by Tracy Barnett and the theme was by Shane Rutherford Jones. Today, the narrator was played by the marvellous Alistair Stewart. Lockie was played by the charming Alan Bergen. Wee Mary was played by the cheeky Erica Sanderson. Niathi was played by the wonderful Michelle Kelly. Andromeda was played by the fearless Maeve de Brun. Preston was played by the upstanding Xandri Oji. And Amy was played by the savvy Amina Karoma.
You can support the show by leaving a review, following us on @TheKilda, or subscribing to our Ko-fi for extra behind-the-scenes goodies and ad-free versions of the show. Thank you, and we'll see you on St. Kilda.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
What kind of woman becomes a pirate?
From the makers of Mockery Manor.
Violent, insane, not at all comely, and they smell like a couple of dead badgers preserved in cheap rum.
Comes an adventure on the high seas.
Will you pay extra if I push a little harder?
No, no, please. I'm just a writer. I'm writing a book and I would like you to be in it.
Inspired by the lives and loves of the pirates Anne Bonny and Mary Read.
You think you know me, Anne? Do you think I never got my hands dirty?
Your mind's been so twisted, you think pirates deserve mercy?
Did either of you ever meet Blackbeard?
Everyone loves a rebel.
They love to see him swing, too.
Put your weapons away, both of you.
Stop it!
Read!
Read!
Oh, Anne and Mary!
Fight like men! Or you'll hang like dogs!
Starring Christina Bianco, Suze Kempner, Hamilton's Carl Queensborough, and more.
Do they have tails? Somebody told me they have tails.
Oh, I haven't seen a tail, your ladyship.
The Ballad of Anne and Mary. Available now wherever you get podcasts.